It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
There may suddenly be a problem if you say, no problem, rather than, you're welcome.
That's what they say. Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. Ann, I am so glad we're talking about the change in politeness conventions. So often now when I'm at a store, for example, and I say thank you to an employee, they answer, no problem, or simply, yep. What is that? Who started it, and where can I talk to their parents?
No problem seems to be, as a response to thank you, seems to be start in the mid-20th century. And it was interesting, when I went to look at this phenomenon, the phrase no problem, there's a sharp increase in that starting at the beginning of the 20th century in phrases such as, it is no problem. And from there, it comes to be a response to thank you. Now, there are people who think that's rude, that to say when someone says thank you and you say no problem, that it's not polite enough. I think what we're seeing here is a change in politeness conventions where people are trying to indicate that you weren't imposing on me. It was no problem. Whereas if you say you're welcome, there's actually an indication that it was an imposition, but I was happy to do it, as opposed to it wasn't an imposition at all. And if you think about it, in French or Spanish, in French you say de rien, which means it's nothing, as the polite response to thank you.
Have you noticed some other changes in what might be called the language of courtesy? For example, when we're introduced to someone, as in simply saying hi, rather than pleased to meet you, or for us real old-timers, how do you do?
How do you do, I think, in American English, you don't hear as much anymore, that we're getting hello, how are you, as a generic question. You now get what's up. A place where I've noticed another shift in politeness conventions is instead of people saying no thank you, they'll say, I'm good.
Ah, yes.
I hear myself do this in restaurants where someone offers me more water or something, and I say, oh, I'm good, as opposed to no thank you. Again, I think you could make the argument either way as to which is more polite. One uses thank you, which is clearly polite. But when I say I'm good, it means I don't have to say no.
But thank you is still there, thank goodness.
Yes, absolutely.
So absolutely is another one that people say.
It is. This seems to be a way that we're saying yes is rather than saying yes, we say absolutely or perfect. We're seeing a weakening of absolutely where it no longer has a strong emphatic meaning but comes to mean more something closer to yes. And I think perfect doesn't mean perfect. It means, again, something closer to yes.
And I use it in place of great. That's great.
That is great.
Absolutely.
Absolutely perfect.
Thanks, Ann. Have a great weekend.
You too, Rena.